Welcome to the Ecom Profit Podcast. I'm your host, Dawn Sinkula, CEO of Digital Dawn, and I'm so excited to be here with you today. Here on the Ecom Profit Podcast, I open Pandora's box and share with you and other ecom business owners weekly topics that will help you explode your business online. I outline my tried and true secret sauce, the D2D method, that's guaranteed to bring your business results. As an entrepreneur myself, I try to pull out all the same entrepreneurial passions in others. So get ready to be fired up about your business and let's have a great time. Welcome to the Ecom Profit Podcast. Welcome to the Ecom Profit Podcast. I'm your host, Dawn Sinkula, and today I have a very special guest, Sarah Cote, who is what we like to call a soul embodiment coach. And she is someone who has so many years of experience, has recently wrote a book that we're going to talk about. But before we get into all of that, Sarah, introduce yourself to the audience. Tell us a little bit about who you are and how you got into this field of soul embodiment coach. That sounds really cool.
Well, thank you very much for having me here and giving me the opportunity to talk about this, because definitely It's my passion and excitement, which soul embodiment, it sounds so out there, but to me, it's just understanding your inner self and giving yourself space to really ask yourself the questions and get to know who you are on that deep, authentic level. So that's what it means to me to be a soul embodiment coach. And how I came to be in this profession, I started off being really connected with the earth as a child. And I was just always a little odd. And that kind of grew into this really love of nature and environment and really that connectedness now that I see what it is. And I grew up in a meditation-based belief system. So really about age 12, I started meditating and starting to understand energy. And we worked with the chakra system and we worked with energy within us and within the world. And so now I see the world in energy. I see the world as our own soul connection. And that really propelled me through life. And when I turned 30, I had this nagging mantra that just began inside of my head that was, you're meant to do something, figure it out. You're meant to do something, figure it out. And I didn't know what that was. I was a mom of three small children. I had a three-year-old and two-year-old twins. And so life was busy. I didn't have time to figure out anything. And finally, I kind of stumbled upon energy work and became a Reiki master, studied shamanism, learned how to go into a journey, connect with my spirit allies, my team of protectors, teachers, guides. And that's really what unfolded all of this. And it's the conversations that I've had with those spirit beings that have come through in the book. So that they're channeled wisdoms. And it's really about, you know, in this bigger picture, how do you get to know yourself better? Because this journey here on earth is about happiness. How do we become happier in who we are today and create the life that we desire? And that's how I look at this book and this and the courses that have also come from it. So there's courses that go along with it.
So tell us a little bit about the book specifically. So it's a recent book, right, that you've written recently, and it's called Enlightened Beings, The Awakening, right? I got that correct. Okay. And so who is the right person for this book? Like, who would be, you know, if you were to pick who would read this, who would be that ideal person? Or who is it for?
I think anybody who's curious about the enlightenment process, and that word is being used a lot these days. But to me, it's understanding there is a bigger picture of what's happening within us, within the world. We're kind of in this shifting time. And a lot of us feel the changing energies and we just don't know what to do with it. So I would say anybody who's curious about this enlightenment process, who also are seeking happiness, who wants to kind of break the mold of like what society tells them they should be and starting to find their own voice. I would say that is also who would connect with this book. And it's really all about understanding our personal vibration. And so anybody who's into the energy concepts, and, you know, we are energy beings. We are first and foremost a soul living a human experience. And so once you start to see the world from that perspective, things get a little easier. It's easier to describe. It's not so out there in understanding what we're doing here, our role here on the planet at this moment in our lives. And so I would say people who are curious on those levels.
So let's go back to the word enlightenment a little bit, because I do sort of feel like we're hearing this. Let's speak to the online space specifically, but we're hearing this kind of all over the place, right? And enlightenment and being enlightened and finding your purpose. How do you interpret that word enlightenment? What does it mean to you as far as how, you know, you're using it in your book, as well as how you interpret that for others?
Yeah, it's a big concept, but I like to boil it down. The term enlightenment is the process of holding more light. So in general, it is understanding that we are an energy body, and the more frequency, high frequency and more light that we can hold, the higher frequency our personal vibration is. Mm-hmm. And the connection here is our soul inside of us is a frequency of love. And so love is a high frequency word, emotion. And so the more light and high frequency you hold, the more aligned you become with your soul. And so that inner part of you can start really shining, and there's a connection there. So it's really about raising your personal frequency, but it's also holding this higher frequency within your energy body. And there's a couple things happening here. Not only are humans becoming enlightened, and that's part of our evolution, but it's also the planet is becoming an enlightened being. And so we are very much tied together. And so this process is happening, and the earth and the human collective consciousness is being, you know, shined this really high frequency, and it's changing all of us. And it's making chaos and uncomfortableness, because it's pushing us to choose to grow whatever we're going to happen. So it is affecting everyone,
right?
We just don't have a lot of context for it. So to me, that's what enlightenment is.
That's great. And I think, you know, so many people in the online or entrepreneurial space use, I'm going to talk about social media for just a minute, not necessarily as like the typical way to use social media, but a lot of people use and look at social media and they see other people's successes, or they see other people's happy family, and they oftentimes measure that, right, as what they should be doing, and letting other people define their happiness and success. And I know that one of the things that you talk about is, you know, how do you find your authentic self, and how do you use that ability to please everyone, or see what you see, or think you have to be that way? How do you kind of come into that, or talk about various ways, I guess, with me, that you can start to find that inner voice, so that that enlightenment piece becomes something natural for you? Because a lot of people don't know what that is, or don't know how to find it. And they're looking at Sally on the internet, and they're saying, oh, she's so successful. Oh, she's doing all this stuff. And now I'm a failure in life, and I don't know what to do. And you know, how do you start to find that inner voice of yourself, and not do so much comparison? I'd love to talk more about that.
Yeah. And really it comes down to understanding what these choices are with the thoughts we're having in our head. And that's really the foundation of everything, of the soul work that I teach, the book concepts. And an example is a couple years ago, I was working a corporate job. I had been there for 14 years, and I was starting to get in this pattern where I was focusing on what wasn't going right. About what I wasn't enjoying in the job. And I allowed those thoughts to be my filter and my perception of my work. And so I had to take a step back and really move into this work myself and be like, what story am I telling myself right now? And then I had to focus on what was going right. Mm-hmm. What am I doing well? And my job didn't change. It aligned with a lot of things that were important to me. and happiness in that workspace. But because of the negative dialogue that I was telling myself, I was really projecting this, you know, more negativity into my life.
Yeah.
And so once I started switching the dialogue into what was going right, what was I enjoying, really everything started to shift. Things started to get easier, unfold. I was actually offered a promotion soon after that. It was, you know, things just kind of start to change once you understand your thoughts are creating your reality.
Yeah.
And what stories you tell yourself shapes your perception and the lens of the world. My job didn't change.
Yeah.
It was the same job, but my happiness changed because I was then talking and focusing on my own inner happiness. So that was, that's probably, you know, foundation level of things is understand we get to create the future and life that we are living. And part of that is understanding our thoughts are such a big part of that.
So do you find that in this foundational work that when you start working with someone who maybe hasn't done this before, what's the best way for someone to get started kind of shifting their mindset? Because I find myself, I worked in a corporate job, same thing for 17 years, and very high stressful and same thing. I was always like, I'm not getting promoted fast enough. I'm not doing that. And I still find myself like, I don't have enough clients. I'm not on social media enough. I'm not doing this enough. I don't, you know, how do you start to shift those? Is it really just literally reframing some of the things that you're saying to yourself? Do you recommend journaling? Do you do gratitude? Like, how do I start to like get myself? Because it sounds like it should be really simple, but I know that it's not.
It's not.
Right.
It's not. It should be. You know, when I first started doing this work, and this was back when my kids were young, I needed to focus on gratitude. And I think that is a great place for anyone to start. And personally, I found five things to be grateful for at night when I went to bed. And then I found five things to be grateful for when I got up in the morning. And then five things to be grateful for anytime I started to slip into that negative dialogue. And what you find is it becomes a habit. And then you need to move from the words into the emotion of gratitude. And the more that you practice, because when you start, it is just words. And you have to get past that transition point of when you feel a gratitude rise up in you. And when you can do that in morning and night, when you get into those moments of frustration or anger, you can move into gratitude so much quicker because you have that practice.
Right.
And so it is a practice. That's what I did most recently when I had that job situation that I was kind of transitioning from. I created an intention journal.
Ooh.
And so I wrote down, what did I want my intentions to be? What did I want my life to look like, feel like, be like? And I read that about five times a day. So when I got up and like at lunchtime, I would pull it out and it really had a page for everything I was trying to move into within my life. And so it's about finding what resonates with each person because everyone is so different and there's not a cookie cutter way to do any of this. So everybody needs to feel into their own method.
Right. And I think a lot of times we don't take the time to hear our inner voices either, right? Or to think about how much self-talk you actually do through the course of a day. And I think sometimes, you know, you find yourself in this pattern of repeating the same negative talk all the time, and you don't even really know that you're doing it. You know, you don't, I mean, oh, I'm too big. Oh, I'm too this. Oh, I'm not moving fast enough. All the things. And sometimes it's just kind of like this record that plays in your head and you don't even realize that you're saying all of these negative things to yourself. And so there's got to be something you do to kind of break that pattern or break the habit of the self-talk to start reprogramming and repositioning yourself to positive. And so I love the journal idea. I love the gratitude. My husband and I started this thing where every night we would text each other the three things that we were grateful for from each other each night. And, you know, sometimes it was just, it's just silly stuff. Like, thanks for, you know, making dinner or thanks for doing that. Like, it doesn't have to be great things, but it does just sort of like reprogram it a little bit and shift things like, oh, I didn't think they would think that would be something they would be grateful for. You know, like, it's just, it's fun too. Now at this point, we just kind of make a joke of it, but
yes,
you gotta have something to reprogram yourself. So journaling, You talked a little bit about meditation. You talked a little bit about vibrations. Let's talk a little bit more about that as it relates to kind of how you reprogram. Now, this might be a little different for some, you know, people don't really know about it, or some of our listeners are really into meditation and understanding kind of that vibration and manifestation type mindset. But talk to me a little bit about how you think of, you said you kind of grew up in this sort of meditation mindset. Let's go for the people who don't know anything about meditation or know how to kind of reprogram this kind of stuff. This is one I struggle with a lot, is the meditation piece. I love myself yoga. I love a good yoga, but I can never get my brain to calm itself down. So tell me a little bit about your manifestation and your meditation sort of practices, and how we can kind of learn from you on somebody who's done this for since they were 12. That's amazing.
I want to say there's lots of different types of meditation.
Okay.
And that there's no right or wrong way to do it. It's just what's right for you.
Yeah.
And I want to give permission for people to explore and to find their own way. And I grew up where it was all about thoughtless awareness. And that is really hard. And when you're starting off, I think it's frustrating when you can't get there and you work at it. And so I really suggest doing guided meditations where you get to visualize, you get to have your mind focus on something. And that's a lot of what my meditations are. I'm hoping to have a 21-day meditation challenge coming out that really helps walk you through how do you start to get into that meditation practice. Mostly starting off, it's about visualizing and having something to focus on because your mind will wander.
Right.
And to me, the importance of meditation is your inner voice, your authentic self is in the present moment. It's not in the worry of the future or the past. It's in that present moment. And that is when you really get that connection to shine through. And that's why I find it important. And because that's when you start to really find answers and things popping in about the questions that you've been desiring. It's at that moment of the present, because that's when you're most connected. And so that's why I feel like meditation and practice, it's a learned skill.
Yeah.
And I think most people are like, oh, I should be able to do it. Well, why? If you haven't learned how to quiet your mind and really turn inward, of course, it's going to be hard.
Right.
But I think there's lots of different ways. There's lots of different opportunities. There's not right and wrong. And so really what feels good. And sometimes just 5 minutes, because most people don't have time for a 20 to 30 minute practice every morning.
Yeah.
5 minutes is okay.
Yeah.
And focusing on your breath, especially like 4 and 8 breathing, which is, you breathe into the count of 4 through your nose, out to the count of 8 through your mouth. It just helps start aligning your physical body, and it gives you something to focus on. Just 5 minutes of that can jumpstart a meditation practice. And so I want people to really feel like they are empowered to choose their own path forward. And that's what I love about this work, is your authentic self is unique.
Yeah.
Anybody else's path forward, anyone else's happiness is defined by them.
Yeah.
That's not your definition. And I love, my guides one day showed this example of a beautiful shining light from within your heart space. And this is your light. This is your authentic self. Why would you change your own light? That seems silly. Just embrace it and know that you are unique and that you're not going to follow in someone else's footsteps. And the important part too for me in this whole work is starting to give yourself permission to ask yourself the questions of what makes you happy. Because we get absorbed with life and work and family and obligations, and someone else is telling us what we want instead of just being silent and asking.
Right.
What does make me happy? What does bring me joy? And that quiet moment that you take, the 5 minutes, it can be driving in your car where you're watching and you're being observe, but we just kind of like relax on another level sometimes.
Yeah.
As long as it's not traffic and, you know, right. You're like, you're worked up. But, yeah. You know, that was a great time for me just to breathe and be centered. And great answers would come in. So to me, that's what meditation is.
I think all of us just took a breathe in for four and out for eight. As you did it, I was like, oh.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, even just the concept of it, I think is really, really important to, you know, calming yourself down. And as entrepreneurs, we're just in such high stress, high, you know, fight or flight all the time. And other people, you know, everyone is, I think specifically those, you know, after COVID, we've all kind of had this like crazy learnings and nothing's really felt the same. And having something, I think, to just kind of center us and ground us again so that we can find our authentic voice, I think is super important. And I love what you said about making sure that you're listening to your inner self on what makes you happy and not using that vision of social media or the vision of all the other things that people are saying is making them happy, but really what does make you happy as a person.
Yes.
So when I find my inner voice and I get these kinds of things, you talked about spirit and you talked about different, you know, guides and things like that. Talk to us a little bit about what that journey has been like for you. I'm always very curious when people say they have guides or they have spirits or they have things like that. How do you know if you have a guide or you have a spirit? Like what did it just come to you one day? And like somebody came up and said, hey, I'm your spirit. Like how do you sort of lean into that or understand if that's something that, you know, you might have?
To me, my part of this learning experience was really starting to understand the energy world and this concept that the life we live here and the normal societal understandings of our human life are not accurate. I mean, what we have going on is we are frequency and energy, and we are the soul living this human experience. And so we have this whole energy world that hasn't been learned about yet. And so there are ways to learn it and there are teachers here, but it's just so unknown. And so part of my experience in the last 10 years has really been only learning from my spirit team, and I haven't learned from other teachers because I wanted to keep that vein of truth authentic to my understanding of my guides, because there is an interpretation that comes through this. Sure. And you also have to be vibrationally ready to understand the information that comes through. And so I very much have just been focused on learning from guides. And so it's learning about this whole energy world that's around us. And we all have guides. We all have helpers that are with us and walking next to us here in this human life, because they are our soul family, either if they're here with us in physical form or if they're still in energy form. And we have so much support and so much love that pours into us from these higher realms. And we just don't understand. And part of the hard part is we all have guides who are here to help us, but they honor our free will, because part of being human is our free will experience. And if we don't give them permission to help us, they can't. They're just walking by us and they're like, okay, well, you're choosing that. Okay. So it's really about understanding how all of this works. How do, you know, the experience of free will, being a soul and the lessons we are meant to learn, what does that mean? Mm-hmm. And it's fascinating. And I absolutely love going into a meditation where I meet with my spirit team. And I learned to do this through studying shamanism.
Mm-hmm.
And so
that was my next question. How did you learn how to do it?
Yeah. I attended a university that is focused on energy medicine and shamanism, 21st century shamanism. So it's kind of this umbrella of the term. And you learn to go into a meditation and ask to meet your guides. They present in a meditation and you learn how to communicate with them. I also teach classes for people to do this. I believe everyone can do this because this is part of our makeup. We are a soul. We can have these soul experiences. And so once I learned how to go into a journey, created my whole energy spirit team, then I could communicate with them, learned how to channel, because channeling is a little bit more advanced in it.
Sure.
And that's how all of these teachings have unfolded. So the last 10 years, it's been going in regularly, getting information, learning it, figuring out how does the energy world work that we're living in, yeah, that affect us.
Yeah.
But, you know, we just don't understand. And I think of it sometimes like we are on a soccer field roaming around, but we don't know any of the rules. And that's what it feels like. Like, can I just teach you some of the rules and I can show you how to succeed? How do you win the game? Mm. There are rules. There are, you know, helpers. There's really quite a bit to understand in this. But yeah. You do have to kind of break down the understanding of normal society stuff. But right. This is in life. This is in family. This is in business. There's so much that you can create on an energy system level.
Yeah. I love that. And I think, you know, for anyone who's interested in more, this has now become your life calling, right? Of helping yes. people become connected with their own energy, finding their own spirit. So tell me a little bit about how you work with people and how you work with clients and what sort of, you know, practices do you work on if people were interested in that?
So I have a couple courses that I teach. I have a free mini soul work course so that people can try it. I know it's not familiar to a lot of people. And yeah. to me, soul work is self-love work, because you aren't going to change the outside world. You have to change your inner world to align with what you want to create. So it's starting to understand those principles. So there's a free mini soul work course that I have, so people can try it out, because I know it's a little bit of a mystery to a lot of people. And then I have a 7-month expanded deep dive into soul work, where it really goes through understanding the energy system that you're in and how do you start changing your own perceptions, your own inner dialogue. How do you start creating and recognizing what you desire and want to create in your life? And people do this about their own family life, their business life. I've worked with people who want to change their current business and move it to the next level. It's all about changing what's inside of you, because all of those roadblocks that you're experiencing is an energetic roadblock. And it's about understanding that is an experience that you are having and you're meant to learn and gather a wisdom from it. Once you learn and gather the wisdom and integrate it, you get to choose your next experience. So mm-hmm. let's move through that learning experience so you get to then choose where you want to go. And yeah. so really it can be in any kind of context of how people want to use energy work. And then I also have some other courses that are coming out. I do have a money block course that came through.
I was just going to say, do you have, because that's probably one of the bigger challenges that I hear from people a lot is around the money blocks mm-hmm. or not feeling worthy enough about money or having problems with money or, you know, all the things. So money blocks is a great one. And I yes. think that'll be a very popular hit for you probably.
Yes.
A lot of people have that.
It's still coming out and still being, because this is all channeled information from my guides. And the way that they talk about money blocks is when you entered this life, you were given an experience. So your family experience, you then began to understand money in certain ways. That was your perception and your understanding and experience around money. And until you learn whatever you were meant to learn about money, you can't then choose a new experience. So how do you go through and understand what you even hold? Because we have these thoughts and these perceptions about money specifically, because it's so complicated. And, you know, into our family values, into how we grew up, how we experience money, because it's all different. And so it's about really going back in through your life, through the lens of money, and understanding what did you learn as a child that now affects you? What mm-hmm. blocks did you hear? Did you hear that money is always hard to get? And that if you have a lot of money, that you're selfish. These are things that people hear as children that yeah. then you can't, how do you overcome that? Mm-hmm. So it's really about understanding what you hold in your experience of money so that you can then learn whatever wisdoms you're meant to take away so you get to then move on to the next experience. So it's, there's multiple meditations about going really down deep into your unconscious mind about your understanding. And it was fascinating going through it. I didn't even know I thought that way. I didn't even know I had these concepts.
Right.
So it's fascinating. It's really about going down deep into our understanding and perception through meditation.
I think that'll be fascinating because as a business owner, working with other business owners, it's kind of like I have line of sight into other people's businesses where I can see self-sabotaging things that they do yes. to keep themselves from making money or ways that they will avoid having to ask for money or, you know, it's fascinating. And I think so many of us have these very subconscious ideas around money and business and life and family and all the other things, but money seems to be the one thing that we all have kind of this constant fear or concern or, yes. you know, we've all had this sort of history with money, good, bad, or otherwise. And I think that'll be something really, really fascinating for your audience. And I will drop the links for everything so that everybody can have it. But what would you say, as we start to wrap up, what would you say is probably like, if I could do something for myself right now, as it relates to my own personal energy, or kind of finding my own soulful voice or authentic self, what would be the one thing that we could tell somebody to start doing today that would make meaningful impact right away?
I think one of the biggest steps is giving yourself permission to break the mold that you're currently in. Because we tie ourselves in these situations where we don't let ourselves break free and create these new concepts of self. Because that's a big part of it, is we need to change. And the world isn't going to change and give us what we want. To move forward, it's important we change ourselves. And if you're moving in the direction of creating happiness and more of what you desire and creating happiness and joy in your life and getting to know yourself on this deeper level, that shouldn't be a scary step forward, but it is. Yeah. And recognizing that it's okay to give yourself permission to take that step forward, ask the deep questions, and really listen. And just take that moment to breathe, center yourself, and ask yourself some deep questions of what do you want? What is your happiness? Is this new project moving forward going to bring more happiness and joy in your life? And giving yourself a voice.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that. You know, starting off, it's, do I want to get to know this authentic self inside of me? Right. And then if you do, start listening. Start centering and whatever that means for you. And just breathe and do the things that bring you joy and happiness, because that is going to raise your frequency and open up all the doors at the end of the day.
Right. I love that. Just start listening. That should be a tagline we get on our show. Somebody out there will come up with it. Start listening.
Which sounds so simple, but it's not.
But we don't. And we don't listen to ourselves, and we don't take the time, and we often push down a lot of those voices or even the energy, I think, to a certain degree too. And I feel like you've just given us some great wisdom here that we can take. And I think, you know, tell us where people can find you on social media or your website, things like that. Cause I think you're going to have a lot of people who are going to be very interested in what you have to say.
My website is Serafine, and it's spelled SERRAPHINE.com. And so that has all of my course offerings, the book, any of the other freebies that I have, they're all listed there. And then on Instagram, it's at Serafine, so SERRAPHINE.soul.
Got it. Perfect. Well, we will drop all of these links into the show notes. And I just love talking to you. I could just feel my vibration rising as I was having conversation with you. You just have a very beautiful, calming presence about you. And I would highly encourage anyone who's interested in finding out more about how, you know, you can get centered, or how you can kind of find your spirit energy, or even if you're just curious about taking the first step, go reach out, find, you know, the freebie course, get on her list, see all the cool things that are out there, follow her on Instagram. And I'm sure I have learned a lot just talking with you for the short amount of time today. So thank you so much for sharing your wisdom with us. And I appreciate you bringing kind of this calming presence to this crazy world that we have right now.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. And as always, if you have questions for me or Sarah, you can drop them into the link in the box below, and we will get those back to her. And be sure to share any comments or questions that you have. Be sure to follow us on Apple, Google, and Amazon, and all other places that you listen to your podcast. Thanks, everybody. Have a great day. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you like what you've heard, I'd be so grateful if you'd leave a review. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. If you'd like to see if you're a good fit to work with the Digital Dawn team, head over to digitaldawnagency.com/contact and let's book a call. Thanks so much again, and until next time.